531. PMN News at 6. Whakalofala hi atu. I'm Atutahi Potaka News. The Post Primary Teachers Association says it will call off industrial action if genuine progress is made in negotiations with the government. Thousands of secondary and area school teachers will strike next Wednesday and hold rolling strikes next term. It comes after 50,000 educators across the country went on strike last Thursday, calling for better pay and more support and resources. The PPTA's acting president, Chris Abercrombie, says members are signalling to the government that they want things sorted.
We don't want to engage in industrial action. We want a settled environment. We want to get back to the job we love. But we also want to ensure that we have enough teachers in our system.
The Ministry of Education says it's disappointing the PPTA has decided to strike as they're in the middle of mediation. New figures show a quarter of households renting are spending more than 40% of their disposable income on housing costs. The figures for 2022 show rents continue to increase faster than mortgage payments. Over the last 15 years, weekly rent has increased 93%, compared with a 48% increase in mortgage payments weekly. But average mortgage payments remain higher than rents. The average weekly rent last year was $410, compared with $475 for mortgages. An Auckland Council member says the decision to leave local government New Zealand is a loss for aspiring Pacific politicians. Yesterday's one-vote majority led Auckland Council resigning from the advocacy group, which has fees of more than $300,000 a year. Submissions in favour of staying included new local board members Nerissa Henry in Maungakiakia Tāmaki and Logan Soole in Franklin. Manukau Ward Councillor Lotu Fuli says being part of the group has its benefits.
And they told us when they were young, first elected, they got lots of support from the other elected members and they got lots of support from LGNZ and lots of activities to encourage younger people and Māori and Pasifika as well to run for local government, not just in Aokilangi but also across the whole of New Zealand.
Police have charged a 30-year-old man in connection to the death of a 21-year-old man. The coroner has identified the deceased person as Aidan Sangala of Auckland. Police say Aidan Sangala sat down with his mates for a beer after work, not knowing the beer was contaminated with methamphetamine. The offender is charged in connection to a methamphetamine importation concealed within beer cans. New Police Minister says she will focus on making New Zealanders feel safe and reducing crimes like ram raids and shoplifting. Hutt South MP Jenny Anderson was given the job last week, replacing Stuart Nash, who resigned for breaching cabinet rules. She says her other main focus in the portfolio is to address youth offending and the social drivers of crime. A Tanna Island local in Vanuatu's Tafea province says it's not safe to drink water on the island. The province, along with Shefa, are the worst affected areas from the severe twin cyclones almost 3 weeks ago. Alyssa Numake from Tana says people are also hungry after their crops were destroyed.
We normally get the water from the running rivers, but now like the rivers are very dirty and we have the water for the supply, but it's not safe to drink.
The government says dried food supplies are expected to reach everyone in the two provinces by the end of the week. And to sports, an All Black legend has weighed in on the appointment of new head coach Scott Robertson. Robertson was announced as the new All Blacks head coach and will begin his duties in 2024. Lau'au'uli says Michael Jones says the process of appointing Robertson in the role has been interesting.
I think there's no doubt that Razor will do a good job and you know, he's highly regarded and he comes with a great pedigree. I think his track record speaks for itself. It is interesting how it's all been put together, and my heart does go out to Ian Foster.
The Super W season kicks off this weekend and all eyes are on the Fijiana Indrua leading up to their opening game on home soil. The Fijiana women shocked the rugby world last year, drowning the undefeated Waratahs to win the Super W title. New coach Male Inoke says 2023 will be even better than last season. The first game will be on Saturday afternoon against the Brumbies women in Nandi. That's PMN News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.